Welcome to the world of Buddy Tippett, brought to you by Furries Did It Audio Productions. While you are on this journey, we would ask that you remain in your seat and keep your hands and feet inside the ride at all times. Thank you for complying with all safety regulations. Enjoy yourself on this magical adventure.
Within the vastness that is the multiverse, there is a hallway filled with many doors. I call this place the Black Smoke Hallway. Each door leads to a different world with its own rules. Oh, by the way, my name is Cerny. I'm God. Oh, but don't let that intimidate you none. I'm just a friendly old goat. Ends up on the same ride as you most of the time. Hey, since we're all together, let's pop into one of those doors and see what's inside. Pharos the Ferret, my own little mad scientist, found him in a place called Railroad Towers. And he's found his place with an otherworldly tanuki named Nuke. Nuke's a magic user, and not of my creation. Together, they've been making terrible things.
Intruders! Master Nuke, our lab is being invaded by random people on a train?
It's just part of the ride, Pharos. A mystical intrusion onto our corner of reality. I've explained this 634 times.
Oh, right. I forgot. Well, while they're here, we can use them as test subjects.
Ooh, these guys look super tasty. I want to eat that one, and rape that one, and look at him, he's bald. I want to slide him into my butthole.
Gordy, they're only here to observe. You can rape and or kill them after they've gotten their money's worth.
Okay.
Yeah, monster rats be like that sometimes. Okay, everyone, I want you all to stay seated exactly where you are. I'm going to just aim this giant pointy thing at you. I know it looks like some sort of weapon, but it'll be a lot easier if you just pretend like it's a potted plant or something.
Pharos, what did I tell you about lying to the visitors?
Just tell them they're fucked and get on with it?
Yes.
Okay, you guys heard my master. I'm just gonna need a few samples from you before I blow you all into little bits. I'm gonna need to pull some of your hair out, buddy. Don't worry, it's only gonna hurt like hell. Oh, and I can't even get any hair off of Baldy here. Fucking pee in this cup.
Is he even going to be able to urinate with you yelling at him, Pharos?
It's part of the experiment, Master. Pee in it! Fucking do it, loser! Okay, time to zap them.
Hey, can I pull this lever this time, Papa Pharos?
Fuck you, Gordy. I always pull the lever.
But I want to pull the lever.
Gordy, what are you doing?
Gordy, mad at Papa Pharos.
Gordy, stop! You'll ruin the experiment.
Gordy, rip him in half.
I guess this experiment was a failure, then. I'll have to get Fluke to clean up this mess.
Ferret!
Guts taste like ice cream!
Welcome to Le Whiff Boutique, a ladies' department store found somewhere in Scritch City. Here we find a monster of a different kind, a skunk. with a strange power.
Oh, welcome to Le Whiff Boutique, little cuties. Oh, what a fine arrangement of customers, and all coming in at once. Such lovely men. Perhaps a woman or two, if you identify that way. Oh, and look at you. Don't let anyone tell you that bald men aren't beautiful, because you certainly are. Mwah! Now, might I interest you lovely boys in some panties? Perhaps some sexy lingerie? Oh, and I think you might look lovely with a little lipstick here, and perhaps some eyeshadow. Purple, I think. Oh, I could just kiss you. There's nothing that says fuck me in the ass like a nice pair of panties wrapped around cock and balls. Wouldn't you say? What's this? Feeling a little uncomfortable? Well, don't worry. You won't be feeling that way much longer. Let me just lift up my tail and give you a nice, fresh puff of my faggoty scent. Remember to breathe deep. Oh, you're all looking like faggots already. Remember to come back to Le Whiff Boutique soon. I'll let you try on some butt plugs free of charge, lovelies.
Wait. Stop. Pause. What the bloody hell is all this? Invaders! Oh, sure. Just march your way into the inside and just have a seat wherever you like. It's not like this is my home or anything. Well, then again, anywhere I happen to be standing is my home. Perhaps even your bodies are my home. Well, it doesn't look like you're all going to leave without a little coercion. My name is Olwyn the Magician. I am the top-hatted weasel that will make your lives miserable for the next eternity or two. Or three. And before you ask, I know perfectly well that you aren't from here. If you were, you'd all be pack rats waiting for me to use you for my own pleasure. But what is all this human business? How very silly you all look. Of course, I am capable of making you look even sillier. I think my little house here could do with a new toilet. Who wants to be the bowl? Who wants to be the seat? I guarantee that neither one is much better than the other. You'll be making friends with my bottom, after all. I think maybe the one transformed into a plunger will have a time of it as well. Oh, but wait, you there, with the baldness, you don't look like toilet material. With a head like that, you'd surely make an excellent condom. Oh yes, you'll stretch quite nicely. Leaving so soon? Well, that suits me just fine. How about you all do me a favor and never fucking come back? If you do, I'll make good on those transformations.
I have a lot of little projects I've been trying to work on. This one's been sitting stagnant for a while, but it's still got a special place in my heart.
Hey there.
I'm a pirate. Arr. I know Surly is there with you. I'm gonna come and drain your balls until they're shriveled up raisins, you old goat. I've been standing in this spot for years waiting.
Sometimes my creations are a little too self-aware. We'd best be moving on before Leto the Vampire Bat decides one of you would make a good meal.
Give me the bald one and maybe I'll give you a little more time, Surly. This stupid audio drama isn't going to hold me for long. I may not have a physical body right now, but that doesn't mean I can't creep into your mind whenever I want. Or the mind of anyone listening.
Imagine a world where slavery is the law. The predators can enslave the weak, and the police have to enforce it.
Hey, Pius, looky. We got ourselves one of those tourist trains or whatever.
Uh-huh. Yep. They come through every day, Eddie. Nothing wrong with touring a police department.
On a train, though? But hey, I kind of like that one right there. Ain't see many bald ones come through.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Eddie? You can't capture someone who's just touring the building.
Why the fuck not? You can't tell me what to do.
I fucking tell you what to do every night, you little cocksock.
Yeah, but come on. He's probably just a stupid bunny in disguise. I could bend him over a table and ramrod his asshole easy.
Just get back to work, you fucking arsehole.
Hey, Baldy.
How you doing?
I got some weasel dick for you right here.
Eddie!
Hey, where you going so fast? I'm gonna make you into my bitch.
What the flying fuck is going on? Why is there a fucking train going through my office?
Chief, they're just touring the police station.
In a fucking train? I didn't authorize this. Get the fuck out.
Arrest the bald one first. He's really a rabbit in disguise.
Get out!
Sometimes I go a little crazy while exploring the infinite caverns of my mind. Sometimes I get a little lost. And that's where I find the most horrible things of all.
Hi there, Bottom. This sure has been an interesting ride so far, hasn't it? Oh, you may not recognize me. I just snuck on the ride with you. I'm Cy the Bat. The name is short for psychopath. I'm a psychopath. That's what this knife is for. It thinks it's for chopping up vegetables, but it's really for killing people. What do you think about killing people, Bottom? You! I'm talking to you, Bottom! Fucking Baldy! Stop looking at nothing like this is a meaningless audio drama! I'm the fucking one with the knife that murders people. You think you're so smart? You think you're fucking better than I am? You think you're better than me just because you don't cut people's limbs off and break their holes? Everybody is holes. Everyone. Your mouth is holes. Your ears are holes. What's the point, Bottom, if I can't fucking use your fucking holes? I'm not a fucking bad person, Bottom. You are! You fucking did this to me! I didn't do it. Please stop. Please stop judging me like that. You don't know what he did. What he was thinking. What he thought of me. He smiles at all the wrong times. You don't understand. Nobody ever does.
There's a lot more out there, but it's a bit too much to shove into one ride. Besides, if you wanted to see more of it, you can always read my books. Or maybe you might just find a way to get in there yourself. But be forewarned. Probably think twice about who you make friends with.
Hello, my name is Ixus. Would you like to be my friend?
Traveling the world of Buddy Tippett, please wait for the doors of your train to open up and have a wonderful rest of the day. Goodbye!